Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Have you just got changed? For continuity. Yeah. I looked at you then. I looked at your t-shirt top. It looks different. I'm just restarting from there.
You just watched me take it off. I'm sweating.
It's me, same clothes as last one we recorded. I looked across you and thought, oh, I missed a tricky. I should have got changed.
That was a few weeks ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah. I remember getting behind the curtain. But yeah, I was looking at the thought. What is going on here?
So, yeah, so we are going to try and get in front of ourselves a little bit. This is how it works, isn't it, really? So we're not recording on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve and stuff. So we are going to talk about Christmas. This is probably the first time I've spoke about Christmas. Bear in mind, we're still in November today. But this ain't going to come out till just before Christmas.
No.
But the record, it's November. But, yeah, this is the first time I've really spoke about Christmas.
So it's the first time I spoke about Christmas, but just do my head in.
Christmas.
Christmas is everywhere. Today's 20th of November, right? It's Christmas everywhere. To the point where I drove past an house, and I think we've already spoken about this a couple of weeks ago on the podcast. Whoever's saying there's a crisis on energy is bullshit. How people are affording to have houses like Blackpool Illuminations is beyond me. I don't think I said that right, did I? Illuminations.
You say that as well, and I think people go out and buy more and more decorations. I think you go, right, this is what I've got this year. Let's get all them out again.
And
let's go buy more.
Yeah, we do that though. So we add every year. We'll add something. So like this year, there's a gnome coming. I've seen it already. There's a gnome coming, an house gnome. I don't know where she got it from, but there's an house gnome, a pink house gnome. So that's been added. So next that'll come out every year now, won't it?
To be fair, you have had an extension. So you've got more space.
Oh, we're off three trees this year.
Three trees.
Three trees. I can't believe it.
God, that's nine.
Tweet. Have we cracked the joke already?
Well, you said it to me the other day.
Did I? We've cracked the joke already. I said deja vu. I was like, do we sell the podcast or do we not sell the podcast?
I don't think we said it on here. But yeah, tree trees are nine.
But yeah, so.
Which is interesting because we're going to talk about how to do Christmas on a budget. And every year, I was with my mum this week and she was saying, I'm not going to buy all that food. I always buy loads of food. I bet you do.
Yeah.
I love a pork pie.
Edit that up and clip it in.
But
I love a pork.
That'll be for the intro for season four. Oh, I love pork pie.
Oh, God. Give me that meat.
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, and the meat.
So, I love a pork pie. But they get bigger and bigger. Why do we need to buy such big ones?
Well, this is my whole thing about chocolate bars. Why do we need duos? So, a chocolate bar used to be perfectly fine. Then they started making them smaller. So then they said, I don't know what I'll do. I'll put two together now. Now it's bigger than the original size we had initially.
Yeah.
How greedy are we? Same with grab bag crisps. It's massive now.
You don't buy a normal bag of crisps nowadays. It's a grab bag and it's for yourself. You're not sharing.
So I bought a variety pack of McCoy's the other day. And there was like a crisp pack from like my childhood, 90s. Really small. It just seemed so disheartened. I was like, oh, I've only got about five crisps in here. This is not good to me. So I had four bags.
That'll teach you, McCoy's.
I didn't realise it was five.
You may as well have six. That's my...
No, it was a five pack.
Oh, well done. How does your Christmas look? If I was to say to you,
look,
Christmas on a budget, do you do Christmas on a budget?
I try not going over the top. So I'll buy a lot of alcohol in. We'll, if it's our year to cook Christmas, so we'll probably will get a bit more than we would, but I'll be sensible enough that I've not got food rocking over the house until
is it the right I know, because obviously you're catering for a lot of people, but I would have thought if you're catering for people, you tend to maybe no so if you're going to eat out or go to somebody else's, you tend to still buy a lot because you still want your Boxing Day turkey sandwiches and stuff. Do you know
what Yeah, I'm that's saying? What I'm saying. So we probably so we'll buy a lot because it's our turn to do it. But we won't go. I tell you what, we probably buy more when it's just us than we do if we do. Cause like we'll buy a little bit more, but everyone then eats it, so there's not a lot left. Yeah, whereas yeah. we'll probably buy a load and think, "There's only five of us. What are we doing?"
Do people bring stuff as well?
No, no, it's a lie. So we normally say, "Right, you're on pudding, you're on such and such, you're on thingy."
Puddings are massive. Do you know that?
I don't get it. Oh my head.
I'm sure there's people that listen to this podcast that listen to another podcast that say puddings are massive.
So anyway, is that an insult? You just threw my way.
No, I genuinely thought that you would have known that. That's where I threw it in there.
That innuendo.
Anyway, sorry. So people bringing puddings.
Yeah. No, just people bring the. They say right, you're on that. You bring that. You bring that. So I mean, so. But yeah, so that's what I was saying. Yeah. So because we're buying a lot, we try and keep things as best you can down when you can.
Yeah. I always think the problem you've got when you're hosting. Is that you don't want to be less of something.
Yeah.
So you tend to go
overcompensate. Yeah. So like if it's like nibbles or something at night, you're gonna make sure you've got enough that we're playing board games, there's enough. Same with wine. So normally what I used to get was like a box of wine for myself. That's me, that's my Christmas period, sort of maybe two boxes. But that's my Christmas wine. So I'll get four boxes, I'll go over the top,
yeah.
And then no one's drinking the wine. I'm like, got that until New Year. Then.
Stuff like that, it's not like it goes off though, is it?
Oh, I tell the missus it goes off, he's gonna be drinking.
Need to get some
you can't do that, love. It's going to be massive by New Year. Come here. Why are you drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning? Because it always goes to waste.
It's going out at dinner.
yeah. So that's probably the biggest expense you can have this year is the food side of things.
Yeah.
And we're always really sensible with presents and buying early. We're trying to get that done. Packing this year we
are. I don't think you did last year,
do we not? No. We normally do. What we do is we have a diddlem. So I put so much a month away and then
diddle.
And then get it at the end of the year.
I have to keep mine away.
Yeah.
The court says.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. Bring the mood down. Christmas cheer. Ruin it for everybody.
Absolutely. Do you have any tips? What's your tips on
tips
on keeping the price down? Shopping early,
I always recommend shopping early. And then Black Friday, have a look at Black Friday. If there's anything you can get from Black Friday, I think that's a great one to then, because it's early enough to put things away.
Yeah, so I listened to something this week about Black Friday.
It's a con,
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
You've got to be careful. You can get some good stuff. I bought some a few weeks ago on Amazon, and it's now on Black Friday at a reduced. So that miffs me off. So sometimes you might buy things too early, for instance.
Yeah.
If you're already going to buy it and you can get it on a Black Friday sale, get it.
Yeah.
If you aren't going to buy it, what it says is if you can get it for 50% off on a Black Friday sale, you've saved 50%. If you're not going to buy it, but do buy it on a Black Friday sale and you get 50% off, it's cost you 100%.
Say that again?
Because you was never going to buy it.
I get what I mean, yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So although you think I've got a great deal, if you was never going to buy it,
so it's like someone buys a TV on Black Friday, but they don't need one because your TV is perfectly fine.
Yeah, but it's half price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So be wary of Black Friday sales.
Yeah. I saw a brilliant meme, and it was like barbecue, like £800 hold. And it's like barbecue, £800 hold. And it was like Black Friday, barbecue, £1,000 down to £800. And they're like, buy it! Yeah. And like, I got the same bloody price.
It is, and it's weird, isn't it? That's what we do. We go, it's 50% off that.
Yeah. Yeah, they just inflated up and they could write any old rubbish. They could put £2,000 now selling for £300 and you go, what a bargain.
£2,000.
But it would never ever £2,000.
Yeah. It's a lot of doll's house.
Is that how much it costs these days?
I don't know. Everything's expensive, isn't it? I've got plan your budget and agree price limits. So if you are buying for family and friends, just say, look, well, let's stick to this. Because the other thing, you know, you might go, all right, I don't know, if you're buying for nieces and nephews, they might have four kids.
Yeah.
So you're spending
six,
15 quid each, say, 10 quid each on each one. Six people in household, 60 quid. They might say, right, we'll spend £10 on you. And that's not how to do it. I know you don't give to receive,
yeah.
But if you've, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
agree your budget maybe within the household,
yeah,
rather than per person.
Yeah, so we sort of did this. Now I was on the probably the better side. Now I'm thinking about it. So I said to my sister, we'll stop buying for each other, and we'll just spend more money on kids. If that makes sense. She'll spend more money. What she'd probably spend on me, spend on my kids, and vice versa. She only had one kid, I had two, and I'm just thinking about it now. But it was like a running joke, like as in like always a dig, as in like, oh yeah, because we don't buy for each other anymore. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want all. There's nothing you can. I don't want anything from you. So why waste your money on me and not maybe unappreciative? But then I've got like as much as you could buy me out, and I'd be like, oh yeah. But nice as it's like, ah, you got that big, like, it's what I wanted all year round. I needed these bloody socks and pants.
That's exactly, and my face can't.
Oh no, I'm terrible for it. I must sometimes look like the most ungrateful person.
Yeah,
because I go,
like you, if I get socks, I never use handkerchiefs, but if I got handkerchiefs, I'd be pleased. I'd be happy that I got them.
Don't know about that one. But, that's probably the one where I'm thinking, what am I going to do these? I've got bugger off of that. And I've got all this snotty rag back in my pocket. Why do people... That's one of the day, hanky. Pull out.
Tit out.
Sorry.
Why you eating when they have the tit out?
I love it. Just while I'm on it. Someone pulled an hanky out of the day. I don't know where I was. And I ain't seen anyone with a hanky for a long time. Pulled this hanky out, and I'm not joking. It was the most shriveled, used... It, oh man, I don't think I've wiped my bum with it. It was that soiled and proper. They're like,
oh, did the crusty?
Yeah, proper. I opened it up, folded up, and went and blew into it. And then just like
that's not snotting
in that. like folded it, and put it back in the pocket, and I was like,
handkerchiefs are grim. Handkerchiefs caused COVID. I swear it did.
And then the person they started wiping the child's face with.
It's not even their child.
Look at it.
Handkerchiefs are grim, but. Going back to what we're saying, my face can't be happy for something. If I get something, I'm happy with it. But like you say, you either go really over top,
yeah, and sound really patronizing. What's wrong with this kid? Yeah. What's he been doing?
Or you just look, well, yeah, great, I've got some socks.
Yeah.
I'm happy for socks.
Yeah.
I actually like new socks.
Oh, I do.
The feeling of new socks is nice.
Yeah. I'm terrible to buy for though as well. Like people say, what do you want? Not really.
Well, that's my other thing. You've got to be honest as well. If you don't want anything, just say it. And from the giving side, they've got to be happy to go, all right, yeah, you've said you didn't want nothing. Don't get to Christmas Day and you've got nothing to open and go, nobody's bought me no.
No.
If you say it.
I don't want not. Yeah, yeah, no.
I've had times, certainly over the last few years, where I've had presents and I haven't even opened them until, you know, 3 or 4 days after. And that looks really ungrateful, and it's not. It's just... It's a bit of sad and lonely sat up in presents by yourself.
Oh, mate, don't do that. Come to mind, come on.
Do you know what I mean? But they don't bother me. But I'm just like, there's no animals in there that I need to open.
You hope? And they're really like, yeah, I like to leave it a couple of days. They go, oh,
it was a puppy.
Can't believe I let that bugger go.
Turns out puppies are just for Christmas.
That one was. One day only.
I should have done a little bit more research on this, but there's free trials you can get online, certainly for like TVs and stuff. Not TVs, but like maybe TV channels that you can have for so long.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe this is, I don't know.
So, come on.
I was going to say, so if someone bought me Netflix for like, I don't know, like 2 months, 3 months. If someone bought me for a year, I'd be like, wow, that's pretty impressive. If someone bought me Netflix for a year, it's different. Yeah. But for like a trial on the boat for like a month, I don't know if that's a... But then again, I don't know. Oh, for courses, saving you money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I also think as well, in your maybe just in your household. I remember one year, my dad got a Sky for Christmas. And this was when Sky was the posh people had Sky. And I'm like, this is fucking brilliant.
Jim Royal over here. You see that one with Sky?
Absolutely. And it was like that.
Oh, you got me for this guy!
But that was like a present for the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if you said, right, we've got, I don't know, Disney Channel or whatever channel it is, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, when I said it out loud, I was like, maybe I would actually appreciate it. Like, you know, like...
I'm never not saying that it's a gift for you, but it's certainly something within your house. If you're struggling to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get any sort of free trial. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It's like, again, if you're struggling for money, you can just get on the bus and ride the bus. Just go round town. You pay 30p and just ride the bus round.
30p? What are you in the 90s? 30p to go on a bus? Having my eyes out. Oh, it's really expensive. Like about 4 or 5 quid.
I just walk round town then. Experiences are good gifts, aren't they? Experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tell you what I like about experiences as gifts. Funny enough, it's out with my mum this week. And that's what she wants. So we went out for dinner for her birthday that was in August. We've just gone out because I'm a terrible son. And that's what she said. She said, well, let's do this again for Christmas, but after Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So rather than, again, just me buying her something for the sake of and vice versa, I'll just take her out for dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that.
That's
some
good.
me and mum time. It's good. Yeah, I think as well with experiences, what I like about them, I feel like it's the gift that gives twice.
Yeah, because you've been given it knowing you're going to do it, and then when you actually do it, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. And I just think, again, get out and do something. We can all have stuff that we can just do at home, but yeah, just experience something different. Mm. Climb a tree.
Is that an experience?
I don't know. Yes, it is.
But when last time you climbed a tree?
What we can do is we'll cut this bit out, but we can get people to send us money. We'll tell them where there's a tree near them.
To climb.
To climb. Mm. We've technically given them an experience and they've paid us some. Ching-ching.
I'll let you do this one. I'll keep out of it.
Okay.
Let me know you got.
We're doing a Secret Santa at work. They always have budgets, don't they? Secret Santa. Are you doing a Secret Santa?
I don't think we are this year. We've got Christmas dinner booked. But with it, yeah, we need to get
a lot of different stuff happening, I suppose, within your work at the moment.
Don't excuse me having a Secret Santa.
Right,
some corkers over here.
I was talking to somebody the other day about Secret Santa, and they were saying she's only just started work where she is. So what's the protocol for Secret Santa? She doesn't know people. And also, if she was to go, right, I'll buy him a funny gift or a potentially naughty gift, they might all look at her and start judging her rather than the person. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever had a nightmare with Secret Santa?
I'll be honest. Whenever I, again, this sounds really ungrateful, but whenever I've received Secret Santa gifts, they've always been a bit.
Oh yeah.
No thought. Going
into I don't think I've ever seen one that's ever thought.
And for somebody that is, I would consider myself quite easygoing. I don't take offence. Whatever. I had the same present 2 years running, and I think it was from the same person.
Oh, was it that?
It was just for men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's still a cupboard upstairs. I ain't never going to use it. I maybe should. A few years ago, when I just started work, I don't want to know who's my Secret Santa either. And I try.
People who start doing like conferring, I'm like, what's the point? You might as well just buy it for presents now.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
Exactly. And the girl that was clearly got me, when it was on the day and it was like, right, let's get our Secret Santa gifts out. She was like, I need to nip out for lunch. I haven't got mine yet. She hadn't fucking got it yet. So she just went to a random shop and just bought
a coupling sandwich. There you go, mate.
That'd have been better. I'd have appreciated that more.
So the best
secret, till Christmas.
The best secret that I've come across was you didn't pick for anybody. So you bought a Secret Santa present and it went into the bag. All went to the bag and then they randomly distributed out to everybody. So you're not buying for someone, you're just buying a secret. So someone could get something really racy, someone get...
What'd you go there for? Somebody just got something that they don't like.
It's funny
when... Like Nazi book.
Have you seen that one where that guy has the Minecraft? And he's dad gets him Minecraft. They're like, where'd you get his book from? He's like, yes, for my cat. He's like, he's 8 years old. I was like, oh, the best thing ever, that. So I thought that was a really good concept because one, it stops people going, oh, who have you got? Because it's random until the day, they shout, hand in the bag, pull one out. You could pull yourself back out as well.
Maybe even get a present. I think that's a better way to do it.
Yeah, so I've seen that done.
Certainly, if you're going to a workplace as well where you might be fairly new,
and
you've lost all that, and you're not going, oh, I'm going to offend you by buying this, just buy something random.
So
as long as you've got rules on maybe stuff.
Well, this one didn't have rules. It was one of the Beverly, and it was just.
I like it. I like that idea. You could make your gifts.
DIY. Yeah, I think that's good to keep on the budget.
I think it would. One thing I was looking at, a way of creating a bit of art at a really decent price, was buying a photo frame and then buying a colour chart. No, not even buying a colour chart. You can just nick a colour chart from your local DIY shop. Mm. Put that in you. I think it'll look good. I think it'll catch on. Huh? I'm going to do it. Dead Tales merch colour charts.
I don't understand.
You know the colour. You know what a colour chart is, don't you?
Yeah. For paint and decorating.
Yeah. So you get all the colours on the chart.
Yeah. Well, that works.
I don't know.
I don't get why you put it in the picture frame, though.
So you can put it on, hang it on your wall. Bit of that. Modern art. I'm doing it.
Don't quit the day job, mate. I know you don't.
Don't artist. Be upset when you open your Christmas present this year.
I've got a colour chart.
I'm
like, it's just what I've always wanted.
It matches everything as well. Because it's got every colour on. I'll go back to the drawing board. This one wasn't a Christmas one necessarily, but it was one that Andy came up with a while ago. If you need a piece of fruit from the supermarket, take your child in, get the little free fruit, walk around with it, and then just walk out of it.
So this still hasn't dawned on me that you can get free fruit. So it was in Morrison's the other day. There's a supermarket available. And no, an apple. And I was like, oh, okay, you can't just help yourself to fruit knowledge. Do you know what I mean? So it's still not registering me that you can get this fruit. And he was like, no, they give it for free. And I was like, well, they give fruit away for free. That's the profits in it. It's just like, no. But obviously, I was like, oh, yeah. I forget that thing.
Weirdly, though, there's like sometimes seen bananas in there. In fact, I think it was a banana we got. And there's oranges in there. I'm like, well, what do you do with your peel?
Just to go on floor. Yeah.
Leave it on a shelf. So, yeah, there's free fruit in supermarkets. If you just need one, or if you've got two children, let's not be greedy, just get them to pick it up.
And steal it, put it in your pockets. What's something getting two?
I'll be honest, I don't think anybody would stop you, would they, if you walked out with two?
What have you walked out with a basket for?
Have you got ten?
Yeah. A bushel of apples.
Yeah.
So what I like is a bit of a thrifty present, Christmas, whatever, a re-gifting.
Yeah.
So I might get something and think, you know what, that's not for me, not practical for me. So what I'll do is I'll wrap it and give it back to that person.
I think there's re-gifting laws that you can't give it back to the person that's given it to you.
And see if they want it.
So if, for instance, your mum comes round on Christmas Eve, drops your presents off, you open them Christmas Day, you're going round to your mum's on Boxing Day to maybe do the same thing. Your mum gives you Brute for Men. I don't like this one. I'm going to re-wrap it up, go around unboxing there and give it back to your mum.
Yeah.
Then next Christmas, you
get it back to me. Yeah. I wonder if you could get like a bit of a, I know, but we've never admitted that we're giving the same gift back and forth. Yeah. That'd be brilliant.
It'd be brilliant if you did it on like birthdays as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you know, but you both know, but you've never acknowledged it. But we just keep giving each other the same gift back and forth. Because this is the thing that
like
I find
chlamydia.
This is the thing I find strange. So I'll buy somebody something. I don't know, it's hard to think, but you buy, say, your brother or sister a present. So you'll go, right, I'm going to spend £10 on you or whatever. And then they go and spend £10 on you. And it's like, we're just passing money back and forth.
Yeah.
Can we just, I don't need it. You don't need it. But why are we doing this shenanigans?
A guy at work was saying him and his brother don't get each other anything for Christmas. But for birthdays, they just buy each other a box of crate of beer. And what they say is that you was already going to buy that beer, so I've just saved you buying it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mutual thing that they'll just buy each other one every...
Yeah.
It's just basically, I'm saving you from going to the shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Right. Yeah, because like I say, at one point, I was putting like £10 in my nephew's card. And he was putting £10 in my card. So he's
birthday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the weird thing is I've gone, I'm giving you that because his birthday's before mine. So I've gone, here you go, here's summer. And then they come back. And it's like, so me thinking, I don't get why this transaction's happened.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. So my next one is don't buy unnecessary gifts, which is a similar sort of thing. If you're re-gifting or somebody gives you something that's maybe not for you, there's nothing to say you can't give it to somebody else, is there?
No.
You've been thankful for that and you've received it and all right, I'll give it to someone.
There it goes.
My final one is dry January. So if you've, no, but think, look at it this way, not necessarily for alcohol, but just maybe not doing something else.
Don't have any drinks whatsoever.
Maybe you buy coffee or something. You might go to Costa or something. If you've had a tough Christmas.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot to do it on budget out, so can I go
you've had a tough Christmas, part of dry January, I think, is to go, right, we're not going out, we're not spending money, we won't have takeaways, maybe, which means we don't buy the beer and the wine and stuff like that. So, again, you might not be a drinker, but maybe just think of something else that you could just give up for January that you don't necessarily need.
Yeah.
Like your Costa coffee at £3.50 a pop or whatever it might be. Could just help you on your Christmas budget.
Yeah, I like it.
Can't think of anything else what you might not do. Maybe just don't get your nails done or something like that. I don't know. Don't get a haircut.
I get a haircut.
Something that you may can just do without. Your magazine subscription or something like that.
Don't
say it. Let's wrap it up there. That's our first, yes, it will be first special Christmas edition of 2023. Done.
2023. Where's the age, have we? Can you remember we tried getting that? Was it 2002?
Yeah. It started in 2021.
Did it really?
I don't know. Probably. I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, mate.
We will still be back.
Week.
There'll still be a podcast out every week because we're good like that. We do it for you.
Even a Christmas Day special. That's great.
Yeah, just great.
Oh, no, another one. Bloody hell, man. Bye everyone, man. Listen, get your podcast thing, you might get some.
That'll be a very short one.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.